T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
8:31, welcome into Studio B. Michael Calhoun, Debbie Monterey, Charlie Brennan, Roger Brand with you as we begin OT on this Thursday morning. And we're still thinking about Matt Lauer and the big news yesterday. Another sexual harassment shoe drops after yesterday's ouster of Matt Lauer with the firing of Garrison Keillor. Also, do you think these high-profile cases could lead to accusations on a local level? Could you see a time, Debbie, where we might have accusations against athletes, business owners, local television anchors, any kind of local celebrities?
You know, at this point, nothing would surprise me. I think the sad thing is how disappointed I am in just people in general. You know, it's disappointing. It's awful. It's all awful and wrong. But on another level, it's just so deeply disappointing to hear all of these things about people that you previously knew, thought you knew and respected. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. And I would also like to say that if you're on social media, there are still people out there who are saying, oh, you know, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? They can't get rid of Matt Lauer like that. And then you start hearing about what's been happening and you're like, ew.
Well, he admitted
the button.
Ew.
He admitted it. Now, the button is the one area that I think he might have a good claim. Apparently, his was not the only door. And it was one of those Charlie Hebdo things for security. You know, if there's a wacky lone gunman in your office, that button that closes and locks your door could be helpful. So that's like the one area here where I'm going to cut him some slack.
But it still adds that extra icky element. Like you imagine being a woman entering his office and then click, she locks the door behind you, drops his pants. Matt.
The dropping the pants, that I don't understand. But it's just the technology. It's like, you know, blaming the internet for child porn. It's not the internet, it's the child porn, right? But what I think is really interesting is that Ronan Farrow from The New Yorker and elsewhere had peddled the Harvey Weinstein story to NBC and The Today Show. And he had footnoted it with sources on the record, I mean, including Ashley Judd. And NBC said, no, thanks. We're not interested. maybe now we know why. It cut a little too close to home.
You wonder, yeah.
Well, I think also Harvey Weinstein's lawyers went to the NBC lawyers. They probably all discussed what precarious position it might put them all in. And because I think what's coming out now, too, is that it's not that this was unknown at NBC, but it just goes to show when you are a high profile, powerful man, there are people are loath to hold you accountable for your bad behavior until all of this comes out.
Well, it is just on the doorstep of December. By the way, I can't believe that it's already going to be December 1st, 2017 tomorrow. It feels like 2017 just began. But this season means we're going to have some holiday parties at workplaces. And one report finds that because of these accusations, some businesses are not going to be serving alcohol at their Christmas parties. Charlie, if you were a boss holding a party, would you serve alcohol this year?
I think I would, but I would definitely not buy any mistletoe.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's the same thing with tweeting, not the same thing, but I mean, personal responsibility. When are people just going to, you know, I want my boss to buy me a drink and I can have a drink and not go wild and start groping women. I mean, what people have to have some self-control for crying out loud.
I'm not really sure what happened to the self-control.
Well, yeah, where did it, I mean, is Matt going to say, well, it was my parents that raised me in this? I mean, where does it turn? It's not just celebrities and powerful people that do this, but where does the switch flip and what culture makes them think that, you know, is it like the good old boys network where it's just like, yeah, this is just sort of what you do? I mean, I wasn't raised that way. I've never had, and I don't know anybody personally who's ever experienced that or at least told me about it, that they've gone through it or that they've, you know, done something like that. So it just amazes me that how many of these things are coming out.
Well, think about how many times you've heard things dismissed as, oh, boys will be boys. Oh, it's just locker room talk. That's how we excuse these things for years and years.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But I would like to go back to the office party. So I think that's interesting. I think companies will now say, we shouldn't probably have a... Well, first of all, you can't have a Christmas party
anymore. It's got to be a holiday party.
It's got to be a holiday party.
Right.
And we won't serve... You know what? We just won't have one just to avoid any issues. Because I don't know. Have we had one?
We have a winter party after the 1st of January. Yes, sometimes like at the Busch Stadium. It's been quite nice. I attended last year's. I don't recall anything untoward. What I thought was kind of interesting about Garrison Keillor, who, of course, was fired by Minnesota Public Radio. He's exactly the same age as Charlie Rose. They're both 75. I mean, what's going on there? It's 75.
Dirty old man.
You know,
or are the allegations like, you know, 15, 20, 25 years old in some cases?
Although Charlie Rose did admit to a lot of it, whereas Garrison Keillor was like, I touched a woman's back and it's very complicated and I don't even want to talk about it. I'm done. I had a good run. Bye.
And you know, and Charlie Rose, I mean... Not that I'm saying I knew it, but I mean, if you ever watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, he's had a few times where he's put some clips on of Charlie Rose, and just those outtakes, I mean, you're going, this guy's like stepping across the line here.
Oh, people on the internet are going crazy with the Matt Lauer clips yesterday and today.
They are. Let me say this about Garrison Keillor. He's defending himself, which he has the right to do.
Sure.
You know, we found out in the news this week that there's a Catholic priest of Chinese descent, right? And maybe nationalism. I don't know if he's American or Chinese now, but he was accused, and it appears, falsely in St. Louis. And he had to fight it for, what, 2 or 3 years? And you know, in all of this, there are going to be false accusations.
Absolutely.
Do you remember when one woman around 1992 claimed that there was a needle that she found in her 2-liter bottle of Pepsi? And everyone believed her. And then about 70, 80 people came out with similar claims. They, too. I mean, one guy said he actually found a crochet needle in his 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. Joking. But the point is, people are going to hear some of these accusations and they'll make them up for whatever reason. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. It's like there's a bus crash, right? And people actually are caught on video walking onto the bus.
So they could,
At the same time, though, when it's one person saying it happened, you have to really investigate and figure it out. But if 15 people who don't know each other are coming forward and saying that this person did this, I think you have to take that a little more seriously.
I do. You take it seriously. But that also in and of itself is not, well, let me put it this way. In the case of Bill Cosby and some others, I mean, it'd be very implausible for it not to be actual. But a couple of allegations do not make a conviction in our system of justice.
8:39, we'll check traffic and weather together coming up, and then we'll talk about President Trump. He paid a visit to the region last week. What did he have to say, and what's he tweeting about? That's up next on OT on KMOX.
The conversation continues. This is Total Information AM Overtime on KMOX.
8:42, Overtime continues. Michael, Debbie, Charlie, and Roger with you. And Debbie, we had the story in the news this morning about the latest allegations when it comes to massage envy, but you pointed out 180? Was that the number?
Well, I don't know. Are you guys familiar, Charlie and Roger, with Massage Envy and the kind of scandal? Massage Envy is a franchise. They have places all over the country. And there's at least one lawsuit. But this is another example of how a woman comes forward and gets absolutely nowhere with her complaint. And then it turns out there are women having this happen to them all over the country. So there are more than 180 women around the country who do not know each other, so not a coordinated effort, who have complained that they were sexually assaulted by their masseuse at a Massage Envy. So if you've ever had a massage, you know you're naked on the table with a towel over you. You know, it's very dark and, you know, you're half asleep and these women would, you know, they're being assaulted by their masseuse. And they would leave, of course, because any woman, you know, you'd be like, oh my God, you just want to get out of there. And then they would call Massage Envy and say, my masseuse so-and-so just sexually assaulted me. And they'd say, well, oh really? Well, you're going to need to come back in. Well, they don't want to come back in. And nothing is done. The person's not fired. And this has happened around the country, and Massage Envy's corporate owner said, well, that's not really our problem, essentially.
The response is, I'm sorry, that masseuse is doing a massage right now with somebody else.
Yes. So that just grossed me out. So until the story became national, I'm sure that there are a lot of women who thought it only happened to them. Nothing was done. They complained, and it was like, oh, sorry.
Hmm. So what do you do? I mean, that's a she said, he said,
right.
She said situation.
And then Michael said, well, why wouldn't you call the police? And I said, well, if you called the police, how would you prove that that just happened? You know?
There's only one way, and I think people would be loath to go with it, and that would be a camera in the massage room. And, of course, there are privacy concerns there. Once you put in a camera, you know there's going to be something
on YouTube.
Someone watching inappropriately. I guess that's what happens. It's ripe for abuse. I mean, you have to trust your massage therapist, but, you know, in many cases, you don't know the massage therapist. That masseuse, you're on a vacation, you're on a cruise ship, total stranger.
Or if it's like a franchise like this, it could be you get a different person every time because there's turnover. The one guy who is being prosecuted, I think it's in Houston, once he was finally confronted, he confessed right away, said, oh, yes, he's done this to a number of clients and he needs help. Yeah,
I guess so.
Jail would be good.
I guess you'd have to bring in you could use your phone and either have the audio recording on or set it up somehow where the video
okay,
so that it's your.
But my thing as a woman is,
no, you shouldn't
why
have
do
to
I
do
have
it.
To go through life like this? Can't you just keep
but
it
how
to
you
yourself?
Gonna, how are you going to, like Charlie said, how are you going to prove it and how are you going to stop stuff like that?
Right.
Now, you say something as it's going on?
Now, as a woman, I assume the perps here are males. I'm just guessing. I don't know. You can choose a female masseuse, right?
Right. I've had a male masseuse once, and I was uncomfortable the whole time. Not that anything weird happened, but it was weird in my mind. I always, if I get a massage, ask for a woman.
Yeah, there you go. Or, I mean, but if you videotape it, that's not too relaxing.
No. Right. What are you going there for in the first place? Yeah, it's, you're tensed up just being there, so how's it going to help?
Yeah, that's tough. Maybe you got to do, I don't know. That I'm not sure there's an answer to that one, ladies and gentlemen.
But possibly the companies should take these accusations a little more seriously than...
Well, company, we don't know there are more than one company, right?
Yep.
Right, so now it's Massage Envy.
Yes.
We shouldn't blame the whole industry.
No.
8:46, so President Trump was in St. Charles yesterday. His purpose was pitching the GOP tax plan, but as we heard from UMSL political science professor Dave Robertson yesterday morning, this was the president's chance to get out of Washington, get out of politics, get away from the advisors and the corridors of the White House trying to tell him to put down his phone, and to get in front of a crowd cheering for him and almost like a vacation, kind of a refreshing was what Robertson said for the president. And you could tell at some parts yesterday he was enjoying being in front of that crowd. Like when he talked about the tax plan putting a rocket on the economy, and he paused and he goes, "Rocket Man." Yeah, that's right. Little Rocket Man. Charlie, what did you think of the speech? Did you watch it? And what do you think of the tax plan?
I thought it was interesting. He was in front of a Christmas tree, and he said, now we're going to say Merry Christmas again.
I haven't said that in years.
Yeah,
I'm so glad we can say Merry Christmas again.
That. Yeah. I think Merry Christmas has been said quite a bit. I do.
But is it on the Starbucks cups?
That's their issue. That's a private company. They can do whatever they want. But, you know... the president is the president, and you get what I mean. He did express a little surprise at Lewis and Clark leaving here in 1804. He said, "Hey, I didn't know that till 2 days ago." We have that sound. We might play it next hour.
Which surprises no one.
And then he knew that it was one of those moments that might make him look foolish. So he said, "Oh, it's going to be captured by the fake news. They're all back there, you know." But he had a fun time. I think Robertson was right because he kind of made fun of Sally Faith's name. She's the mayor of St. Charles. He goes, "Hey, I got to have faith in Sally Faith," you know, that sort of thing. So
he endorsed Josh Hawley, it sounded like, even though there's another candidate in the Republican primary, Cortland Sykes, who's the self-proclaimed MAGA candidate, Make America Great Again candidate.
I think Hawley's the guy, isn't he? Or is Eric Schmidt running? Is he a fish?
No, no.
I don't think so.
He's out. Yeah, Hawley's the guy I think they're going to coalesce behind for next year. And we'll see what happens. I was more concentrated yesterday. I don't want to go off topic here, but I was dismayed. You know my sentiments when it comes to the Muslim immigrants, and I thought it was improper for the president yesterday to retweet these images, allegedly, of Muslim violence around the world. He got it from a far-right group in England. Okay, he retweets that. I'd rather him retweet Muslims who are conducting surgery or being part of great philanthropic or charitable efforts
in this
country.
Well, that doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. Yesterday we had in the studio Keizer Khan, who's a Gold Star dad, and he admired the U.S. Constitution when he was growing up in Pakistan. He moved here, became a citizen, and his boy died fighting for this country in Iraq. And I think he's the type of Muslim that should be highlighted by the president so that we can get Muslims and Christians and Jews together to make this world a better place.
Well, the president can't highlight him because he already ripped on that family during the campaign.
Well, it's time to build some bridges, and we should start at the White House. I mean, he's the president now, and he should be, he wants to be a uniter. He says by his words that he wants to unite this country. I have those quotes somewhere in our system here. And I know he's got a lot of fans out there, the president does, but I just felt that this was unfairly bashing an entire group of people.
Well, and also the Dutch government is saying that that case of the video that he sent out was not true, that this Dutch kid was assaulted by another Dutch person who is already being prosecuted, had nothing to do with Muslims or immigrants, so it was a completely fake video. And Sarah Sanders said it doesn't matter that it's fake.
What matters is the point that the president was trying to make. Right. That's what she said.
Now that's wrong. She's got to look in the mirror and really ask herself, is she being truthful? And if not, why not?
8:50, we'll be back with more OT after this.
The conversation continues. This is Total Information AM Overtime on KMOX.
8:54, welcome back into Studio B. Michael, Roger, Debbie, Charlie with you. And let's bring you a little sports update here. A basketball score from two local girls varsity teams. Miller Career High School 90, Carnahan High School 4. How do you run up a score like that in a high school basketball
terrible.
Game? 90-4. Any thoughts on that, Debbie? You're a basketball coach now.
Yes, I am. I say laughingly, I know nothing about basketball, but yeah, it's second grade, so how bad can I be? I can only say that this past season, my daughter's team was playing soccer, not basketball, but soccer. And they were playing a team that was normally very competitive with them. And all of a sudden, you know, these girls could not defend to save their lives. And my daughter's team had run up the score 10-0 at the half. So 10-0 in a soccer game is a lot. So my daughter's coach went over and said to the other coach, do you want to play the second half? He said yes. So my daughter's coach told the team, okay, you guys are going to work on passing. Nobody shoot, you know, no going for the goal. And they didn't score another goal for that whole second half. The other team did score once. So it was 10-1. And the girls were all fine with that. None of them were like, well, we're going to crush them. It's going to be 50-0. I just don't understand why you have to run up the score like that. That's humiliating.
Well, I'll say this. I got another side of that. Last year, my son was playing water polo for Clayton. And in the regionals, they were up against the team that eventually won the state championship, St. Louis University High School Billikens, who put on a clinic. They were men among boys and girls. Actually, right now, water polo is co-ed, as it turns out. And I think the score at one point like was 20-0, 20-1.
Oh my gosh.
We were on the losing side. And you know what? I thought, that's the way it is. This is a tough day. You take your lumps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.